This is Daf HaShavua. This week is Daf Pei Vav in Maseches Ksuvos. We're on Pei Hem and Beis, two lines from the bottom, at the word Kariv, Krevase. Krevase, Rav Nachman, Zabin Teleksuvos, Betov Asana. Rav Nachman's relative, a woman, sold her ksuba. Tovasana means you pay a little bit of money, it's not the full value. If you take a look in the middle of the Rashi, Betovasana, two lines into that Rashi, about eight lines from the bottom of the page, Ulifishahalokeach, Metil Ma'osav Besafek, Shema Tomasi Bechaya Bala. Person who's buying a woman's ksuba, so there's a risk there, because maybe she's going to predecease the husband, and the ksuba will never be paid out. Mefached is afraid. So you pay a little bit of money, a certain percentage, you pay for a ksuva. And if in fact she is divorced or the husband passes away, so now that ksuva, which was supposed to go to the woman, is now going to these lekuchos, to these purchasers who bought it. Of course, if she predeceases the husband, so they're not going to get anything. So in this case where the relative Rav Nachman sold her ksuva, b'tovasana, she happened also to have a daughter. So we'll see why that's important. Igarsho Shchiva. So she was divorced, and if she's divorced, so now that ksuva would have gone to the woman from her husband, and now, of course, it's supposed, since she passed away, Shchiva, so now, even if she didn't pass away, so that the money really should be going to the kuchos, to the buyer. Someone bought the ksuva, and the woman was divorced. So, but then Ushchiva, she left behind a daughter. Asu katave lalabrata. So these lekuchos, the purchasers, decided to go to the daughter, who eventually, if let's say after the father, there's one daughter in the family, so the father really, the husband, is the one who's yorish the wife after she passes away, but after that father would pass away, so then the daughter would be yorish. That's one way to learn the Gemara. So we're going to learn the Gemara that way, and they came to the daughter. Take a look at Rashi, five lines from the bottom of the page. Asu lekuchos v'katavi le'lebrata, they came to the daughter, haba ligvos ksuvas imam e'avia, because she would eventually be collecting the ksuva of her mother from the father, the lira shaksuva mikoachima, and inherit the ksuva because of her mother. But they lubainly told osa hemena lomarim chamachralona. But they came to say, oh, you know, your mother sold us this ksuva. This is not going to be yours eventually as a yerusha after your father, the woman's husband, passes away. We bought this. This belongs to us. So Amar luhu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman, as we said, is the relative of this daughter. Lake of the Lisvalates, no one can give some advice to this girl. There's a very simple solution here. Tezel v'teichla l'ksuvasa di'ima l'gabe avua. Let her be mochel the ksuva of her mother regarding the father. What does that mean? Tap Rashi. Da'amrin or nafilu yoresh mochel. So we mentioned before, and we'll mention this again, that even a yoresh has the ability to be mochel. We spoke about a malva. Malva can be the shtar now is in someone else's hand. It's sold to a third party. So now the malva is able to be mochel. I may not be a nice guy for doing so, but he can be mochel on the debt completely. And now, and that was sold. In fact, it somehow, sometimes the Malvin and the Lovik had some kanunya, some type of conspiracy amongst with each other by doing so, by having the Malve sell the star that the Lovve owes him $1,000, and then they can work out some type of deal based on that. So here we allow a Yoresh even to be Mochel, not only the person himself, but even a Yoresh can be Mochel. So what's happening? The Ima Shelzu Machra Lahen. This was a shtarchov shahayal al bala. This is a shtarchov that she has from her husband. Her husband owes her money. So she is like the malve. The husband's like the lovin. So she, the woman who passed away, is the shtarchov that she's owed money by her husband. And this daughter is almost in the place of this woman, because eventually she will be yoreshes this money. And let her be mochel the ksuva regarding the father, basically saying to her father, you don't have to pay my mother the ksuva at all. So by doing so, very nice. The husband doesn't have to pay the ksuva. She, as the yoreshes of her mother, can be mochel on the ksuva. Now the purchasers lose out, but the husband now wins, and he doesn't have to pay out the ksuva at all. And but now the Yerusha goes to whom? Well, now after the father passes away, we'll go to this daughter. So that's what we're suggesting. Tezel, top line again. Top line tevav from an aleph. Tezel v'techla luksuva sadi imal legabe avuha v'terasamine, and then she'll eventually inherit that money from the father after the father passes away. She forgives the debt, the money that a father owes her mother for the ksuva, and now the lukuchos, the purchase of the ksuva, can't get anything, and eventually will come hers when the father passes away. So shama azla achilta. So the daughter heard Rav Nachman suggested, right? There are relatives, and she was mochel the ksuva debt, and according to his suggestions. Amar Rav Nachman, you know, asinu atzmenu korchei adayonim. We made ourselves like orchei adayonim, like lawyers. They have that in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where you in the first parak. You shouldn't be the dayanim. Should not make themselves like lawyers. Look at Rashi, the second line. Asinu atzmenu kikaro shel ba'din, like a relative of the litigant, o ahavo, or his one who he loves, a good friend. Haba etzel dayanim v'orcho barayo sachar zechus ahavo, and they come as lawyers to try to and advocates to try to find proofs for to find the merit of the person of their good friend, or krovo, their relative. Kachli mati etzas. Here I taught this girl a good idea, or my relative, in order so to be mafsid, to make other people lose. I felt kind of feel a little bit guilty for doing that. So the Gemara wants to know, what was Vnachem thinking initially that he made this suggestion, and then he felt guilty that he should not have done so? So the Gemara says, Mi kara savar umi b'sarcha lo tisalam. A pasuk says in Yeshayo, Perek Nun Ches, you shouldn't disappear, literally, from your relative, b'sarcha, from your flesh. You have to help out your relatives as best as you can. But v'sof savar, you know, even I'm supposed to help out my relatives based on that pasuk, adam chashuv shayni. A person who's chashuv is Rashi, levasof, last, the first thin line, kishen is charet. And Rashi, when he regretted it, he said, adam chashuv shayni, you know, I'm an important person. Lefisha lemeidim emenu. People learn from an adam chashuv. Ve'eshe yasu af shalom lekrovim. People may do this even when there's no mitzvah of umi b'sarcha lo tisalam, and therefore this was a bad idea. Okay, gufo, we go back to what we learned, Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, ha-mocher shtarchov l'chaber, one who sells this malveh, sells this shtarchov to his friend, and then his mochel goes to the lovens and a mochel on this. Now the person who bought the shtarchov, of course, thinks that he bought the shtar and he's going to be able to collect the loan now from the lovet because he bought the shtarchov, he bought this IOU, but the malva now was mochel on it. As we said, not a nice thing to do, but the halacha is mochel, so it is forgiven, and the person who bought the document can't collect the loan. Afilu yoresh mochel, and as we said, even after the person who sold it died, even the yoresh of the seller of that document of that malva, let's say, can be mochel on the debt. Amar avhuna beredra Yoshua avi pikechu, but if the person who bought the debt is a smart guy, meaning how can he get out of this? He's a little bit nervous in the beginning when this is being sold. Maybe the malva will be mochel the debt. He'll paid a lot of money for this shtar, and he's not going to be able to collect anything. You know what he should do? The karkesh leizuse, he should shake some coins in front of the love, the one who owes the money, meaning pay him a few dollars, the kasef le shtar b'shmei, and then have this the one who borrowed the money write a new shtar in b'shmei in his own name. Meaning, if you take a look at Rashi, v'pikechu halokeach, mekarkesh, about four lines into the thin lines, mekarkesh leizuze lelove, v'sokro bohen, lichtov lo shtarchov, b'shmo. Let him, they pay me a few dollars, and let's like a Rai Shtarchov now in mind. You know, I have a better idea. Since I bought the Shtarchov, I bought the old document, you know what? I'll pay you a few couple of dollars. Let's write a new Shtar. After all, you know, you owe me the money now. So let's write a Shtarchov, and my name will be on it. Kodem Sheyasu Kanunya Ben Shneim, before they have this collusion, before the Mav and the Lova have this deal, now the purchaser of the Shtarchov has his own Shtarchov with his own name. So it's not going to help at all for the Mav and the Lova to collaborate together, because there's a new Shtar now. And the new Shtar says that this Lova owes the person who bought the Shtar. So you have the old shtar is around as well, because there may be a lien on property on that old shtar, but at least it's a new shtar with the name of the purchaser. Amar Amemar, ma didon dino degarmi, magbi bei demei shtara malia. So here we're going to discuss the issue. Very simple question is, the person, we said this, take this case of the Malveh. The Malveh sold the document to someone. Malveh, let's say, the Malveh is Reuven. Reuven lent money to Shimon, and there's a document that says Shimon owes $1,000 to Reuven. So what does Reuven do? Reuven now sells the document to Levi for a certain amount of money. Levi may be less than $1,000, whatever it is, but he sold it for something. And now Levi figures he has that document. He now can go to Shimon to get the debt. And now Reuven is mochel the debt to Shimon. So he's making now Levi loses out. So is there an obligation upon the Malveh, in this case, the one who sold the document, to pay back for this loss? It's an indirect loss. And that's where we get into the discussion of Garmi, Grum and Garmi. Well, the Rishonim debate this issue, just a little bit of background, discussed in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf, and many other places. We have the concept of Grum and Binizak and Pater. When it comes to indirect damage, you're Pater. It's maybe usher to do that, but technically, you're Pater, you don't have to pay. Then we do have other cases where we have the word Garmi. There is some discussion in the Rishonim, although from Rashi, it seems that Grum and Garmi are the same, and we use the words interchangeably. Other Rishonim claim that Grum and Garmi are different. Garmi is where the damage is going to be more direct or more immediate, and because of that, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, Rabbi Meir is doing dino de Garmi, that when it comes to Garmi, maybe Grumma you're potter, but Garmi, assuming you think Garmi, you will hold Garmi is something different than Grumma, we do collect Garmi, because that's more direct, although it's indirect, it's a little bit more direct than classic Grumma. So the Gemara is saying here, that's precisely what's going on up here. This seems to be a case of Garmi. This type of damage where someone sold, or Reuven sold his IOU to Levi. And now is Mochel on that, Mochel on the debt to Shimon. That's indirect damage, but it's very close to direct, very much so. He sold something, and now that person's out all that money by simply being mochel. So that's what Amemar is saying like this. Man didon dino de Garmi, the one who judges cases of Garmi, who holds that Garmi is chayav, so you'd be chayav here as well, and he's going to have to pay the full value. Magvi bei demei shtar amalia. So you know what? The one who sold this document, this Malveh, this Reuven, because he said he was mochel on the loan, so he has to pay a full value of a document. Look at Rashi, Magvivei, let's go, Mandidon Nidigarmi, about 6-7 lines into 15 lines. Hamechayvis agorim hefsed the chaver, one who holds that if you agorim hefsed, you are indirectly cause a loss to your friend, not directly but indirectly, who holds you chayv, so then would hold here, Magvivei b'hai shtara min hamochalo, demei shtara malya, kol achov shev. Then Reuven owes $1,000 to Levi, because Levi was expected to get paid $1,000 because he bought a document that said that he was going to get paid $1,000. And Mandelo doin did Garmi, the Gemara says, but let's say you don't hold of Garmi, you don't hold you pay for Garmi. Magibay demay niyara ba'alma. So then, what can Levi demand of Reuven? The payment of paper. So what does that mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi understands Magbi Bei Demei Niyara Ba'oma Klomar Omer Shalomachar Lo Ela HaNiyar. He can say to listen, all I sold you was the piece of paper. You have the piece of paper. Use the piece of paper, whatever you like. You have this in other Gemaras. Use the paper as a bottle cap, whatever it may be. So here too, basically, I'm not paying you anything. Let's go back to the previous Rashi just to see this concept of Garmi and how it applies. Uman delodoyin v'chule pluktayu b'vavakama. The Perek Basra of Rabbi Meir Islay Dina de Garmi. Rabbi Meir holds of Garmi. The Tanya is, we have a brisa there, Nizyayish Hemeno Velo Godra Hare Zekidesh. Let's talk about that case. That's another example of Garmi. That example is where you have someone who has a grain field, and there is a vineyard that is next to it, and you have someone who, and this person has had a wool of it to his vineyard, and it fell down. So the person had the grain field. So listen, your vines are very close. This is going to become kelayim, and I won't be able to use any of my grain. So you need to put that wool back up. He puts up the wool, breaks down again. He says, you got to put it up. And then this ya'esh heimena. He gave up and says, you know, I'm not putting this wool up. So now, indirectly, by not putting the wool back up, kilayim is going to be created, and this is going to be a loss to the person who has the grain field, because the vineyard now is going to cause kilayim. So that's what it means. Harezek kidesh, not having, once he gives up hope from putting up the wool back up, this now means, it's kadosh, means that's the language the Torah uses, regarding to say that there's going to be a prohibition of kilayim, v'chai v'achrayuso. Gabi Kilayim, the Kaimel Kavasay, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, that Don Yinagami, and the guy has to pay, the one who owns the vineyard has to pay for the loss of the grain field. So that's the case of Don Yinagami, and the Gemara now says that if you don't hold of Don Yinagami, so then nothing needs to be paid. It's like paying for paper. And others say no, that it literally means the judge does take the value of the paper. Whatever that is, that's something that has to be paid. Either way, that's whether you hold of Garmi. You don't hold of Garmi because this is an example where you mochel on this loan after selling the shtar. This is a case of Garmi. So, says the Gemara the following. Hava uvda v'kafye Rav from the Rav Ashi v'agbi bei ki kishur l'tzalmi. There was a case, came to Rav Ashi, and Raphram encouraged Rav Ashi, or forced Rav Ashi, to allow the collection, agribe, the full amount of the damage, like a din of garmi. And how much did, what was the value, like kishura, like a bim litzalme for images? What does that mean? Look at Rashi halfway down. Kafi Rafim Ravashi, Shabahadil Thre Ravashi, Visivavovehiki Fobarayos for Agami Dina Degami. And he, Rafim, you know, found ways around and around to try to find Rayos to that there should be a Din of Degami, that Ravashi should make sure to collect the full amount of this indirect damage. Ki Kishur Litzami, Klomar, Gibui Gomor, Kol Hahefsi. Mean a full value of the loss. Dictate Bo, he was careful that it be collected. Kasha, and this is just an analogy. He was so careful in assessing the damage to get full amount. Kasha, Yidakte Kalokeach, Kora La Tsurbat Suros, Shalokeach, Yeshara V'chalaka. Meaning someone who's buying a beam, and he needs to use the beam, he needs a flat surface in order to make specific images. He needs something very flat and very straight. That's how careful Raphram made sure Rav Ashi was in collecting the full amount. Amar Amei Marmish Meid Rav Chama, Haiman Di'ika Alei Ksuvas Isho Bal Chov. You have a case. Person who has the obligation to pay ksuva to his wife, but he also owes money to a malveh. He borrowed money. The islay arav islay zuz, and he has land, and he has cash, he has money. So, and what, but the only thing is, the what do we do? The money is only, he only has enough money to pay one of these, either to pay the ksuva or to pay the loan. So, what do you pay? So you owe the Baal Chov and you owe the woman the Ksuva. So the Gemara says, Baal Chov misal kino le bezuzei. You pay back the malveh, the chov, the debt with the cash, with the money. Leisha misal kino labara. And we literally remove the woman's claim by giving her land. Why should that be? Because hai kidina, hai kidina. Each one, each claim is based on the particular law. What does it mean based on the particular law? So look at Rashi. Hai kidine, a little bit more than halfway down. Ze halo ve maos, vezusam chalshi bet hakarka, vihilo nasna klum. Meaning, this one, ze hil ve maos. Right, this one lent money. But when it came to the woman, so she's being somech on the shibat hakarka, on the lien, on land. And vihilo nasna klum, she didn't give him any money. She's getting ksuba payment. But she didn't give any money that she's supposed to get money back. What about the Michseit Tzom Barzel? Aren't that written in the Ksuva? She brought that into the marriage. Who Zocha Behen Miyad? So he is, he's Zocha in those right away. So therefore, that's, we don't look at that as cash. We look at the debt as cash. So, and she has in mind, oh, there's Karka, there's a lien on his property to pay back the Ksuva. So therefore, the Ksuva is paid back from the land. And the Baal Chov, where money was lent, so he's going to be paid in money. But what about the e lo e ka el achad ara velo chazya el achad? What if there's all there is one piece of land? And that piece of land is only enough to pay one of the debts back, either the ksuva or the loan. So what do we do with that one piece of land? Who do we pay? Lebal chov yavinan lei, leisha lo yavinan lei. We give it to the bal chov and not the woman. Why does the bal chov get precedence over the woman? My taima, yosim imasha ish rotza lisa, ish rotza lihinase. More than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to be married. Which means that we don't have to worry, oh, maybe if we don't give her her ksuva, women aren't going to want to get married. It's not true. Generally speaking, look at Rashi. Yoser, two-thirds of the way down. Yosef Mishrish Rotze, Velo Chayshin Lomaro, Mishum Chino, Vedavka, Mishum Chino. Oh, you have to be worried to show favor. No, women want to get married, and it's not going to discourage women from getting married, the fact that the Baal Chov is getting paid first. So, as opposed to, if you don't give the Malveh, so then, Lotilo Delis Bifnei Lovin, you don't want to close the doors to people who to lend money. You don't want to discourage people from lending money. So we want to make sure that he gets paid. Then Rashi says, though, Vidavka Shahashtaros Nichtvu Biyom Echot. That's where the stars are written on the same day. Aval im kadma zman aksuva. Of course, he gova. Then, of course, the woman is going to collect and have precedence.